One of the most intriguing episodes, of course, in this week's Parsha is Yaakov's battle with the Malach. And Ad Hayom Hazeh, we remember that battle every time we don't eat a sirloin steak. Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael es gidon asher shal kafi yarech Ad Hayom Hazeh, ki naga b'charf yarech Yaakov b'gid hanasheh. We have to remember that always by not eating the Gidon Asheh. And there are many, many pshatim in the Mefarshim, some of which we've discussed previously in this context, as to what is so important about not eating the Gidon Asheh, to remember how this malach, or, you know, heavenly being, injured Yaakov. And, okay, being an ornery old man, I will mention that the various Balei Tosos all have a pshat. Say, what's so important to remember? Why do we have to remember the Malach injured Yaakov? You know, so Yaakov got injured. Ad Hayom Hazeh, we have to think of the cripple Yaakov. Why? So they say, it's because to make us feel guilty. We lose the Gidon Asheh. There's a part that we can't eat. We lose part of every animal. Part of it gets thrown in the garbage and we lose our hana, we lose our monetary value. Why? Everyone will say, why do I lose money? This animal is worth a lot of money. Do I lose a lot of steaks? The answer is a punishment for Gidon Asheh. What's punishment? I'm not the Malach. Why did Yaakov wrestle with the Malach? He went back for the Pachim Ketanim, etc. And the kids sat around on the sofa and didn't help him. The kids let the old father go do all the work by himself. What about helping him? What about Levi? What about accompanying him? What about, making sure everything was okay? Because we're B'nai Yisrael, because the B'nai Yisrael didn't properly help their father, therefore he got injured, and therefore, Ad Hayom Hazeh, we have to pay a price and remember the lesson of how we should treat our parents. And, enough said. But what's a little, and that's why we dafka have to remember the injury. Remember the bad thing that happened through our pshia. But I saw a different pshat in a modern sefer of Drush, the Yalkut Yehuda, had an unbelievable pshat. He says, why dafka do we remember the Gid Hanasha, that particular injury? And took a totally different perspective. He says, what happens with Yaakov? Yaakov hutzoleya al yarecho. Yaakov was limping afterwards. He's injured his Gidon Asheh. Injured his Gidon Asheh. He's limping. When you're limping, you walk slowly, with difficulty, with small steps. And what happened? Yaakov, he had to go slowly, take it step by step, with difficulty, but he got there to the destination. Even though he was moving slowly, he got there to the destination. Says, basically, what does this symbolize? We don't need to get on Nusha to remind us. Yaakov wanted everything to go smoothly. Wanted everything to be easy. And it didn't. There were obstacles. There were failures. There were difficulties. There were challenges. But step by slow step, he got to the destination. He got back to his father's house. He was able to found Am Yisrael, was able to have Mitas or Shlema. Anyway, this is to remind us not of the failing of Yaakov and his family, but of the success of Yaakov, that Yaakov didn't succeed, leaps and boundings, medalig al ahermik, hapitz al gvoz, running at full speed ahead, and that's why he got to B'nai Yisrael where they are today. No, it was hard, and sometimes it didn't work out, and sometimes they lost the battle, but they won the war slow step after slow step after slow step. And it's reminding us, Ad Hayom Hazeh, that you don't have to run and leap in order to win the war. You just have to win some, lose some, but keep moving one slow step after another. And as long as you're moving in the right direction, even if you're going very slowly, a little today, a little more tomorrow, a little more tomorrow, a little more after that, even if you don't win every battle, if you keep taking steps in the right direction, as slow as they are, eventually you'll get to the destination. And that's what we remember every time we don't eat the Gidon Asheh. Shabbat Shalom.